This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Ron Kaplan of the National Aviation Hall of Fame, based in Dayton, Ohio. Just this week, they named their list of new inductees for 2014. So thanks for talking to us, Ron. And why don't you, to start out, tell us a little bit about the Hall of Fame and what is it and what's the purpose of it?
Well, the Hall of Fame was founded in 1962 by five local Dayton businessmen who realized the United States ought to have such a hall to honor America's outstanding air and space pioneers. And when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Imagine, you know, not having an Aviation Hall of Fame when we look around now and there's, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Baseball Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So it was a great idea, and they petitioned for a national charter, which was granted by Congress in 1964. So the National Aviation Hall of Fame is the only in the United States to serve in that capacity. And the idea was that each year the organization would honor a handful of individuals for their accomplishments and achievements in advancing air and space related activities in the United States. So it's not just military, it's all different aspects of aviation, whether it's civil aviation, commercial, there's engineering, there's actually doctors and industrialists, and you know, just anyone who can be proven to have advanced American aviation. And there's a large voting board that elects each new class into the Hall of Fame. So it's not an arbitrary decision. It's a very rigorous process of nomination and screening and then election with the board that's based nationwide. And they, too, are from all different sectors of the air and space communities.
So after going through that process, you named your enshrinees for this year. Can you just tell us who they are and what the rationale is or what their achievements were?
Sure. I'll just, you know, I'll try to keep it brief because it is just really incredible. Each year, it's amazing with each individual enshrinee when you look at their, you know, their career and their contributions. You know, you could write a book about them, and thankfully, in many cases, people have. And this year is no different. We actually have six enshrinees this year. Typically, it's been four. But we'll get into why we've got six here in a little while later. But I'll start alphabetically. The first is the late Bertrand B. Acosta, known as Bert Acosta. He built and flew his first airplane in 1910 and went on to become one of America's first test pilots. And in fact, he was the test pilot for Glenn Curtiss from 1913 to 1915. And I think tested just about every airplane Curtiss flew at that time. And a few years later, he became the first to be commissioned into both the Army Air Service and the U.S. Navy, even though he was a civilian. So he did a lot of testing for the military in its early aviation days. And not just a pilot, but a mechanic, a flight instructor. He also helped chart the first U.S. airmail routes. And then also set many, many national and world flight records. So Bert Acosta, I think he passed away in 1954, I think a long overdue recognition for his achievements. Not maybe a household name, but that's the interesting thing about the Hall of Fame. There's a lot of individuals who contributed to aviation that are not necessarily the Scott Crossfields and the Robin Olds of the world, but no less deserving. The second enshrinee is actually a duo, and this is probably the first time this has happened since the Wright brothers were inducted in the first year of the Hall of Fame in 1962. But Alan and Dale Klapmeyer, the founders of Cirrus Design, are being inducted for, in effect, revolutionizing the general aviation industry with the creation of the Cirrus aircraft that have incorporated new technologies, state-of-the-art design, things like composites and the glass panel cockpits and the whole plane parachute system. And so that's real exciting. They'll be inducted together as brothers, much like the Wright brothers. And next up is retired Air Force Brigadier General Jim McDivitt. And a lot of people will know the name McDivitt from the space program. He was the command pilot for Gemini 4, with Ed White making the first American spacewalk on that Gemini 4 mission, and then later served as command pilot on Apollo 9, and eventually managed the entire Apollo spacecraft program for NASA, which is one of those amazing behind-the-scene achievements when you realize, you know, how far that took us, all the way to the moon. But a lot of folks don't realize, before he became an astronaut, he flew 145 combat missions as a fighter pilot in Korea. So a great career in aviation, both in air and space, and we're real excited to be hosting him for the enshrinement in 2014. Next up is Emily Hal Warner. Emily Warner was already an experienced Colorado flight school manager and flight instructor with a whole lot of hours. I think she compiled about 7,000 hours before, after trying many, many times, she was hired by Frontier Airlines in 1973, which made her the first female captain of a regularly scheduled U.S. jet airline. And if you think about that, that's a shattering a glass ceiling that was there for a long, long time. In fact, Emily, I think she tried for 4 years to get that job. And here she not only had 7,000 hours as an instructor when she got the job, but she found she was working with a lot of the same male pilots she had trained over her career as a flight instructor. And she's just one of the truly great mentors to young women coming up in aviation. In fact, she's been to Dayton and the Hall of Fame many times as part of our Wings of Women program, which is a wonderful annual event we host that brings female professionals in aviation together with teenage girls who are considering a career, maybe not just in aviation, but in engineering or meteorology or anything like that. So she's truly paid it forward into aviation. And many firsts in her career. I've only named that one, but she has many firsts. And last but not least is the late Sylvester Whitman, oftentimes known as Steve or Whit. And Whitman Field at Oshkosh is named in his honor. It was there that he managed the field and operated an FBO and a flight school for decades. And this was after he got into flying in 1924, building his first airplane that year with a Harley-Davidson engine, as I understand it. And he competed in his first air race in 1926. And he went on to become a legend in air racing, but also in the home-built kit business. In fact, the Tailwind was a home-built kit plan he created and built and sold thousands of those plans. And this, I thought, was kind of amazing. His final air race was at age 85 in 1989, and he came in third place and sadly perished in a plane crash on his way from his Florida home up to Oshkosh in, I think it was 1995. So the Whitman name, well known through aviation circles, maybe not in, in with the general public. But again, once you delve further into the biographies of each of these great aviators, you can understand why their enshrinement is well deserved.
Well, that's a great assortment of people, and it gives you a sense of the variety that's out there in the aviation world. Some people we've heard of and some we never heard of, and some names that maybe, you know, we've heard of Whitman Field but maybe didn't know who Whitman really was.
Yes, and again, when you look into, you know, his service and his contributions to aviation, his flight school trained pilots during World War II, I think they had some incredible amount of training hours with no accidents to his credit. And then, you know, you bounce around the six of these, and they really cover everything.
Okay, and if people are interested in attending any of these events or learning more about your organization, how would they do that?
Well, the best thing to do is go to our website at www.nationalaviation.org. So that's one big long word, nationalaviation.org. And you can make reservations online there. We have a great section which has the biographies of all of those enshrinees up to this point, and we'll add the class of 2014, you know, later this year.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Mary.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.